Urgent notice to subscribers. We will be restricting this weekly podcast download from September 6th to only those who provide their online radio URL, radio call letters, or podcast URL where you broadcast this weekly news. Please send your information to info@jamaicans.com. Thank you. Now to the news. Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending August 30th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Spanish Town Hospital renovates ward. A $20 million renovation of the Spanish Town Hospital wards is being funded by the Southeast Regional Health Authority. The hospital's Ward 3 has already opened after its renovations in July 2019, which included repainting, upgraded lighting, mesh for the windows, and the installation of ceiling fans. According to Dwayne Francis, Chief Executive Officer of the hospital, work similar to this will also be conducted in wards 2, 4, 5, and 6. The goal is to improve the look of the wards and to address additional infrastructure issues. Jamaican Prime Minister invites entertainers to discuss cockpit country. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness invited Bounty Killer, Queen Ifrika, and Tony Rebel to a private meeting in St. Andrew to discuss his government's plans for the cockpit country. While details of the meeting were not available, it was reported that Senator Matthew Samuda and Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, were also in attendance. Recently, Queen Ifrika and Bounty Killer have expressed strong opposition to plans to open mining in the protected area. The cockpit country, which is located in Trelawney and St. Elizabeth, has been the topic of debate about mining in the historic area as it features the highest diversity of animal and plant life anywhere in Jamaica. This week's Caribbean news. Author Tracy Baptiste's novel focuses on spirits of the Caribbean. A native of Trinidad and Tobago, author Tracy Baptiste has written a novel meant to teach the public about the spirits of the Caribbean that hold an important position in the folklore of the islands, tying the Caribbean spirits to their roots in West African folklore. In her novel, The Jumbies, Baptiste offers stories that come from the natural, physical world of fire, water, and air, and educates readers about this fascinating folklore tradition. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Usain Bolt and Glenford Christian honored by American Friends of Jamaica. The 2019 International Humanitarian Award New York recipients were announced by the organization American Friends of Jamaica, or AFJ. The 2019 awards were given to Jamaica's 8-time Olympic gold medalist and world sprint record holder Usain Bolt, and to the founder and chairman of the CariMed group of companies, Glenford Christian. The awards presentation will take place on October 25th, 2019 at Cipriani in New York City. The AFJ Board of Directors nominated the honorees because of their impact on philanthropy, their successes, and their contributions to the economic development of Jamaica. This week's business news. Jamaican economy grows by estimated 1% from April to June of 2019. The economy of Jamaica grew by an estimated 1% for the quarter from April 2019 to June 2019, over the rate measured in the same period in 2018, according to the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ. This estimate has extended the nation's growth period for 18 consecutive quarters, or 4.5 years of economic growth. Dr. Wayne Henry, PIOJ Director General, stated that the service industry rose by 1.4%, while the goods sector showed flat performance with a 0% growth rate. The growth in this latest quarter reflected activity at plants, including the Petrojam refinery, increased external demand in the hotel and restaurant industry, and a greater domestic demand for goods and services. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Reggae Sumfist to return in 2020 after a hiatus of 14 years. The groundbreaking music festival, known as Reggae Sumfest, will be staged in 2020 after a 14-year absence. The Jamaican festival, which provided the blueprint for reggae festivals worldwide, is slated for November 2020 at Grizzlies Plantation Cove Priory in St. Anne. This outdoor venue is close to Ocho Rios on the north coast of the island. Reggae Sumfest began in June of 1978 in Montego Bay. It was founded by Synergy Productions and ran for 6 nights from dusk until dawn to showcase Jamaica's best reggae acts. Performers included Jimmy Cliff, Burning Spear, Jacob Miller, and Inner Circle. The new Reggae Sumfest will operate under the new owners, Guardsman Group Limited, which is one of the largest security firms in Jamaica. The Guardsman Group has a 35% share of the festival, which will be produced by a subsidiary of its original owner, Media Vertical Creative Limited. This week's sports news. Jamaica's Shanika Ricketts takes triple jump trophy at Diamond League. The women's triple jump at the IAAF Diamond League competition in Zurich, Switzerland, has been won by Jamaica's Shamika Ricketts. Ricketts led her rivals after 5 jumps and ultimately achieved a personal best of 14.92 meters to win the Diamond Trophy. Her last jump in the event was the winner, as it broke her previous best distance of 14.77 meters. Commenting on her victory, Ricketts said she knew she had a chance with the last jump and needed to take it. She expressed her happiness at winning the event with a personal best as well. Ricketts will return to Jamaica for training and then go on to Qatar in the middle of September 2019 with the Jamaican team to attend a training camp. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.